I know last week we were talking about kind of discovering trust on our own terms, and that feels like something that is kind of leading into this week's astrology, because what follows the internal alignment of trust, which was more last week, this week is the action based off of trust, if that makes sense. So it's like last week we were getting aligned for everything that this week has in store. Okay. And I had to double check with I don't know if Alex is here yet, but I had to text them this morning and I was like, "Wait, is the Venus Jupiter conjunction this week?" And they were like, "Yeah, it's on March 1st." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I totally thought that was later in the month." So I'm looking at how this week progresses. And right now, as we speak on February 26th, Venus is at 7 degrees Aries and Jupiter's at 11 degrees Aries, okay? But as the week progresses, like Monday, Tuesday, finally on Wednesday, the first day of March, Venus and Jupiter will come into a conjunction together at around 11, 12 degrees Aries. So this feels to me like an exciting week ahead with this Venus Jupiter conjunction. And let's talk about it a little bit though. We'll unpack what Venus and Jupiter really do in Aries. Because on the one hand, Venus in Aries is sort of opposite where Venus actually likes to be, right? Which is in Libra. So Venus is a little bit uncomfortable in Aries, you know, like I think there's something about Venus and Aries where she's kind of forced into making more autonomous decisions for herself and is kind of put into situations where like harmonizing with the other needs to be not like tossed out the window, but I just think that's a theme with Venus and Aries people. Like there's something about these choices or these lessons about choosing independence in this moment, or choosing sort of when do I come into harmony with people, but when do I need to make choices on my own terms? Elevated vibes, you said your natal Venus is in Aries, so I'd love to know how you relate to this placement and any other Venus and Aries people. Comment below and let us know, like, how you have interpreted your own placement, because you know it better than I do, right? But I'm just kind of thinking, okay, it's Venus, the planet of harmony and union, in the sign Aries. Aries is the key word, I am. You know, so you see that like conundrum that Venus has in Aries. It's like, wait, I'm supposed to do I am kind of stuff, but I'm the planet of harmony. You know, and I'm the planet of partnership. So how does that, you know, how is that supposed to work? And Lauren, you said nothing wrong with a little autonomy spoken like an Aries sun and moon. It's, oh my God, it's funny. I think yesterday or 2 days ago, I gave a reading to someone who was born on the Aries new moon, and it was a similar lesson, Lauren. I don't know if you have a balsamic moon or a new moon, but and Allie, you said thinking this conjunction is going to have some big impact with my sun at 12 degrees and my Chiron at 16 degrees, moon at 20 degrees. Yeah, Allie, you're that you have that air those Aries placements as well. Elevated vibes, you said, I notice I get very aggressive when I want love, like I hug me or else it's lots of brat complex for sure. Okay, that's yeah. It's you know, it's like the Grey's Anatomy, when what's her name is talking to like Dr. Dreamy and she's like, choose me, love me. You know, that's kind of like a Venus and Aries kind of moment, right? Yeah, that's right, Ellie. You're a Capricorn with some of those Aries placements, right? And Laura, you said you were born on the Aries new moon too. Okay, yeah, we got this. Like, we have some people with these Aries signatures in the room, which is great. Now, okay, we know Venus in Aries, a little bit uncomfortable, with the autonomy that sometimes needs to be embraced, right? And again, that's an overgeneralization, but just in general, like Venus the planet, a little bit uncomfortable with Aries. Then conjunct Jupiter in Aries. Now, this is the planet of expansion in the sign that says I am. So I am kind of adding this up to Venus kind of making this act of courage or this big stride that doesn't necessarily feel all that comfortable. You know, like Venus isn't necessarily going to be like, oh, this is, I can do this, you know, like I can totally, you know, slay this decision I'm making, right? Like there's an air of uncomfortability. It's almost like Venus is being forced to expand and she's right-handed usually, but the expansion has to do with her using her left hand. You know, like it's that kind of feeling I'm getting in my body. Like spirit literally just, I felt like I had this like thing where like they were like, I don't know, like I felt like my left hand like light up. Like it's almost like this uncomfortable but huge moment of expansion when Venus starts to hit Jupiter and talks to Jupiter. And that's why I'm thinking like this week sort of calls upon some kind of great act of courage. Now, I'm not trying to put like so much pressure on this week and like this big moment, you know, happening for everybody. But I think there is something here about, you know, the phrase that came to mind this morning was destroy what destroys you. And I know that phrase, you know, it's intense, right? Just like a Venus conjunct Jupiter is kind of intense, and maybe it can be misused in the way that, like, if you're like, destroy what destroys you, like, you know, that could potentially lead to us, like, bypassing our feelings or just like approaching something with like blunt force or aggression. That's not necessarily what I'm talking about when I say destroy what destroys you. But if there has been like an internal fear that has been kind of keeping you held back, or if you have felt like something in the internal emotional world really has been draining you, maybe the word destroy isn't, you know, completely applicable to everybody. But let's just say, like, there's like an emotion, like, that you're like, oh, I'm so angry at this person, but like I'm avoiding expressing it, or I'm so afraid to, you know, sign up for open mic night and finally sing the song that I read or I wrote, and you know, that is kind of destroying me in a weird way because I'm saying I want to grow in my music career, but I am too afraid to sign up for open mic night. Or like, you know what I'm saying here? Like, we do have certain like almost self-imposed limitations that sometimes do quote unquote destroy our vibes. Right? And that's kind of feels like what this Venus and Jupiter conjunction might lead us towards, like this sort of, okay, I'm done with having this fear. Like, I'm over this fear. And again, it can be slightly problematic, like if we're pushing ourselves to a point of, like, if we're pushing ourselves too hard or bypassing our emotions and, just doing something for the sake of doing it, that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. But if we do feel like an act of courage is needed, because it's time, it's like literally an aligned time to take an act of courage. That's what this week feels like. Elevated vibes, you said, I get that. I've been putting myself out in places that I would be so scared to. Right. And like, just like, for instance, a couple things, that come to mind for me that could kind of be like destroy what destroys you vibes. For me right now, for a while I haven't been feeling all that connected with my current therapist. Like, I really do like her, and I do feel like we've done some great work together. At the same time, sometimes when you're working with a healer, there's this feeling of the time has closed with this healer, and now I need to go seek new feedback, or I need to go seek new perspectives, or I need the next teacher, right? Like, sometimes therapy can feel like, okay, I completed third grade, but now I'm retaking third grade again and again, and it's not necessarily pushing me to grow, right? So I've been feeling like that for a little while, and I have this week, I have an appointment with a potential new therapist, and it's like a really hard decision though. I'm scared to make that leap from the old therapist to the new therapist because, on the one hand, like, old therapist, love her, great. She really didn't do anything wrong necessarily. In fact, we've done some really great work together. But there's just a couple things that I'm like, I just feel like we're not going to work through this together. And yet there's this huge attachment that I have to her. I mean, she's a middle-aged woman who has validated my emotions and cared for me and has given me empathy, right, over the years. And that's something that, a different middle-aged woman in my life really wasn't able to give me, right? So like, we have that kind of mommy projection. It's hard to sort of let that go, because my inner child is like, wait a second, you're about to separate, from someone who actually is safe. And that's really hard. And not only am I about to separate from someone who feels safe, but also potentially like hiring someone new that, I don't trust yet. And even the thought of, like, I know everybody says this, but like going through my history and like, digging up all this stuff that my current therapist already has the context for, like the thought of giving this new therapist all my context, I'm like, literally don't want to do it. Like, literally, no. But then, here's the thing, destroy what destroys you. I know that right now, I'm not rolling in the cash, and I'm still forking out a good chunk of my money to go to therapy. And I'm like, this is a waste of money now at this point, and I need to, if I'm gonna make this investment, I need to make sure the investment is worthwhile too. So just an instance of like bravery, uncomfortability, and kind of the destroy what destroys you vibes. This isn't me saying like, oh, I'm so brave for firing my therapist. Like, it's not that, but it is legitimately going to take an act of bravery to sort of make this change, right? Oh, wow. Okay, guys, I didn't expect so many people to relate to that. Katie, you said therapist breakups are hard, but when you know, you know. It's so true. And Annie, you said, I'm in a similar situation. I feel like I've graduated from my therapist. It's hard starting over with someone new, and it feels like you're reliving the trauma. Totally, totally. Oh, Claire, thanks for that tip. You said you can give your new therapist your old therapist's number to catch her up on your background if you give them both permission. Pro tip. Great. Yeah, that's a great tip. Thanks, Claire. I might even do that. Sam, you said maybe y'all can be friends when you aren't her client, but of course it would be scary, yet an opportunity to healthily separate in kindness and love. Totally. That's, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. But my current therapist, very witchy, spiritual person, like, you know, so I think we could definitely maybe work together in a little bit more of a, you know, colleague to colleague kind of a way instead of therapist to client kind of way too. Lauren, you said, I'm also a therapist who just went through leaving my therapist of 7 years. Definitely trust your instincts. The right fit is out there. Yes. Yeah, that's a really good thing to hear from you, Lauren, as you have the therapy background. And Persephone, you said, I've been destroying the fear that has been holding me back. Yes. So that's my tea of, like, example. You know, the fear doesn't have to be, you know, the fear doesn't have to be, oh, I'm scared to, you know, run a mile, or like, it doesn't have to be something like so obvious. Like right now, like I'm scared of leaving my old therapist and getting a new one. You know, there's a million other fears I could say. I'm scared of telling my parents I'm gonna get a visible tattoo. I already have a tattoo that's not visible, but this year I already have an appointment to get a visible tattoo. Like, that's gonna be, you know, annoying to deal with. You know, there's like a million and five different things, you know, that feel like this Venus-Jupiter conjunction is helping with. And what it does is, you know, it gives us the sort of energy, or I want to say it's the momentum. That's what I'm talking about. Like, there's something here about Venus approaching Jupiter in that fire sign in your Aries house. There's something there about you finally have the momentum to overcome the fear, right? And something too, like another metaphor I can like bring it back to, right? From my own life, when it comes to momentum and fear, you know, I've been bouldering for the past couple months, and it's been a really big meditation on fear, because half the time when I can't necessarily complete the whole climb, it's not because I'm not physically capable. It's literally because I get scared and I like climb back down. like you're on this climb and you have the physical momentum to do it, but does the mental momentum match the physical momentum, right? Like, that's kind of like the catch 22. And when we're talking about Aries, you know, Venus and Jupiter in Aries, we can actually tip our hats to like our favorite athletes and how much mental preparation goes into playing a good game or winning a match or, you know, et cetera, whatever you want to, however you want to look at it. Like, if you think these athletes, these professional athletes, are just showing up to the game because they benched 250 pounds and they're like, all right, yeah, I'm ready. It's like, so wrong. Like, these people are like meditating, they're visualizing, you know, they're sort of, they're doing the mental work to support like the physical momentum slingshot that they're kind of like launching themselves into. And that's something that also comes to mind with the Venus-Jupiter conjunction. What if you already have full capability to do it, whatever it is? Let's just say right now, can you believe for 1 second, fully capable? No question. You got it. You know, your book is published, your business is thriving, you know, you have a new job. No question, it's there. So now it's literally like about getting the fear mind to adjust to that, you know, and getting our mind to be able to believe that that is possible, right? So there's just something interesting this week going on with overcoming fears, taking acts of courage, and, you know, think of me. If you're scared of something this week, literally think of me like getting stuck while I'm bouldering and I have one move left. Okay, you can ask one of my bouldering friends that I've made recently. Like, they've seen me do this a million times. I am one or two things away from the top and I quit. Like, I'm like, all right, it's not for me anymore. And then I literally climb back down. Because I don't know, there's like this literal mental block that's like, I can't get to the top. It's too high. I'm gonna fall. I'm running out of energy. Better quit now while I can still make it down, right? And and the mental sort of meditation that comes from, you know, pushing past a fear and doing it and having a positive experience from pushing past that, that's literally the psychology of overcoming a fear, right? Like, the psychology of overcoming a fear is doing it, having a positive experience, and having that positive experience show you that it's okay. Now, I know what y'all are thinking, because my OCD mind is thinking the same thing. What if I try to overcome the fear and it fails on me? You know, like, what if I do try to grab the last hold on my rock climbing thing and I fall or I slip and I can't get up? You know, is that going to like ruin everything forever? No. You know why? I know I sound like a cheesy motivational speaker right now, but when you fall from grabbing the climb, you're gonna fall, you're gonna fail, and you're literally gonna be like, oh, that wasn't that big of a deal. So it's like literally the same effect. It's not quite the same effect, but there's something similar going on. It's the attempt at overcoming the fear that matters more than simply, you know, being successful at it, okay? That's what comes through with the Venus-Jupiter conjunction. And Alice, you said, I feel nerves tensing in my neck thinking about all the things I want to achieve. I'm too afraid to even try. Can I blame my Taurus sun and ADHD? Alice, I don't believe you. I know you've already faced a couple different fears this year. So that's the thing about 2023 with Jupiter and Aries. Like, we actually have the momentum to face the fears. We might even be sinking into the belief systems within ourselves that will help us kind of gain that momentum. Now, The two cards that come to mind. Sorry, guys. Hang on. My desk is, of course, a disaster. Okay. The two cards that come to mind for this week intuitively are the Fool and the Six of Wands. And let me get those out, even though I think y'all know what they look like. We'll just get them out just for fun. I love a fool moment. Even though we actually hate a fool moment when it's in there. But Fool and Six of Wands. Doesn't this give destroy what destroys you vibes? Doesn't this give like risk will pay off vibes? You know, in tarot class, by the way, I do have another cohort of tarot class cooking for April. So if you are interested in being in the Emperor cohort, you can send me a DM or an email and just be like, hey, add me to your interest list. I would love to get some of y'all in the Emperor cohort, or if any of you have taken tarot class before and want to retake just for fun, let me know and we can work something out with the pricing, okay? But anyways, tarot class, we call the Six of Wands the card of self-belief. You know, for us to have the victory, quote unquote, you know, that's the cliche word that's associated with the Six of Wands. In order for us to have the victory that is associated with the Six of Wands, we had to believe in ourselves. We had to have some kind of semblance of self-belief in order to get there. With the Fool here, I think for some of us that Venus Jupiter could be a jumping off the cliff kind of moment, you know. I was talking to one of my coworkers and they're like going through a breakup and, they were saying like their ex was kind of like pulling some, you know, shit around Valentine's Day. Like they were like, you know, oh, like I was gonna propose to you this year and like I had all this planned for Valentine's Day. Like they were almost trying to like, come back in, you know, right, like a couple weeks after the breakup, they're trying to kind of, yeah, like claw their way back in. And I saw my coworker work through something within herself, because at first I think they thought the breakup, the fear when it came to the breakup was about losing their ex, right? They thought that was the fear. Maybe that was part of it. Like, I think that's natural human tendency. Like, I'm afraid to lose this person from my life. But as I saw them work through some things, as we were, you know, kikiing about this, like, throughout the workday, I think they actually came to the conclusion that that wasn't entirely the fear. The fear was actually the unknown that comes after the breakup, you know, because even if this relationship didn't really make them happy and didn't fulfill them, at least they knew what was to be expected, you know, at least they had the security of knowing. And now this breakup represents this moment where they have to have this fool moment and go into the unknown, right? And that kind of feels Venus Jupiter conjunction as well. Like, what if the fear that you have, you think it's that, but it's actually something else? Like, consider that as well. Consider that there might even be a deeper layer to the fear that you are experiencing. a few other things come to mind. Like I'll be really vague because I was giving a reading yesterday for a friend, and I'm pretty sure that friend is here in the room, but I would never want to give confidentiality away. But one of my friends I was giving a reading for yesterday was kind of having a struggle with some job search stuff, and we actually got to the root of the fear, and the fear was kind of about, if I did get, an aligned job, I'm almost so scared that the past is going to repeat itself with my past job trauma. And that fear was underneath a different layer of something else, so that's something else I think this week could reveal to us, like what is truly beneath our fear. Let's quickly, like I'm talking like 30 seconds per rising sign. I'm just gonna say to all of the rising signs, by the way, the moon just moved into Gemini, all the rising signs, I'm just gonna go through all of them and just remind you where your Aries house is in your chart, and kind of be thinking about this area of your life when it comes to this overcoming the fear. Okay, I'm not gonna give this big interpretation for time's sake because I do want to pull cards too, for the collective. But okay, so Gemini rising. Aries is your 11th house. 11th house, friends, groups, networks. It's the LinkedIn house. It's about our greater connections. So maybe these fears do have something to do with connecting, reaching out, maybe facing something, a sort of conflict with a friend, something along those lines. Okay. Cancer rising, Aries is your 10th house. So that's career, being seen, public image. Okay, so some Cancer risings may be facing the fear of switching a job, applying for a promotion, being seen more, releasing a new class. That's me calling out myself, something that is like provoking them to be seen more publicly. Leo rising, Aries is your 9th house. So that's belief systems. Things like religious trauma kind of exist in the 9th house. Also travel. Some of you could literally be facing like my fear of getting on a plane or something like that. And also education. So if you are thinking about enrolling back in school, Leo rising, and you feel like you're not smart enough or you're not prepared enough, you could be getting over that fear this week. Virgo rising, we've got Aries in the 8th house of shared resources. So that for me feels like we're finishing up some kind of debt with someone else. Maybe that's emotional, maybe that's financial, maybe that's both, but it feels like you're finally facing the fear of, paying off that debt, quote unquote, and going out and searching for like a new way. And Libra rising, we've got Aries in the 7th house of relationships. So I think it could go both way for Libra rising. So we could either be facing the fear of, dating, getting back in a relationship, or we could also be facing the fear of being single, which sometimes is a Libra rising thing, right? So anything that has to do with our close relationships and other people, Libra risings too, when it comes to like those who are already partnered. This doesn't necessarily have to mean like a breakup, but it could mean that you need to talk to your partner or spouse about something that you've been avoiding. Scorpio rising, we've got Aries in the 6th house of health and illness. I would say Scorpio rising, if you have like a fear of the dentist or like a fear of going to the doctor, this might be a good week to like kind of make those appointments. But the 6th house is also about employment and kind of like our role serving our role of serving others, and maybe there's kind of a boundary in the workplace or something that you're facing when it comes to workplace harmony, or even harmony when it comes to your everyday schedule. Okay, Sagittarius rising, we've got a fifth house, Jupiter-Venus conjunction. Have fun, Sagittarius rising. Use protection. fifth house is pleasure, joy, sex, romance. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was a little fun little fling coming in. For the Sagittarius risings who do not wish to be pregnant right now, maybe just be careful. But fire signs not typically the most fertile. It's not like it's in Pisces, but still. Capricorn rising, we've got Venus and Jupiter conjunction in the fourth house of the home, parents, ancestry. It's possible that some Capricorn risings are facing a fear when it comes to purchasing real estate or setting a boundary with parents or having a conversation with parents. Maybe you're even just remodeling your home and you've been wanting to do it for a while, you know, like that could very much be a fourth house thing. Aquarius rising, Aries is your third house. Third house, siblings, local community, the way we communicate, our minds. I could really specifically see Aquarius risings getting over a mental roadblock that's kind of kept them held back for a while. And like really, you know, we're all facing some kind of internal fear, but especially those Aquarius risings, there's something that's being said to either yourself or others that's kind of breaking a curse and kind of leading you into the next chapter, the new pattern. Pisces rising, we've got Venus and Jupiter in Aries in the second house of money, finances, investments, livelihood. I know a Pisces rising who is going to put an offer on a home on Wednesday. So it kind of makes sense. Like some Pisces risings may be kind of making an investment right now that seems really scary, but maybe it feels like for the greater good. And otherwise, too, like if it's not like making that big of an investment, I think Pisces risings might just be maybe re-narrating their money story at the moment, if that makes sense. And then we've got Aries rising. We've got the Venus-Jupiter conjunction in the first house, Aries rising. So this is very much about life path. It's about making new strides. It's about believing that other things are possible. If life has felt stale lately, this might be you trying something drastically new. So I think there's just something about overall like life path, kind of going in new directions, feeling the courage to actually do the thing and veer away from what is expected of you or what has been planned, and just kind of doing something new feels very Aries rising right now. Okay. So that's what I got for you, my friends, as a little reminder of what is coming to mind when it comes to this Venus Aries Jupiter conjunction. Okay. And since we're a little bit low on time today, I have to leave right at 11. I'm trying to think if I should do individual polls or if I should do like a 3-card poll for everybody. Yeah, let's do 3-card poll for everybody. Okay. And, ooh, okay. The spirits have spoken. Okay, yeah, let's poll for the collective. Okay. So, let's do a quick sacred symbols, oracle deck, past, present, future. So we'll ask for the aligned advice, you know, kind of marinating on everything we've talked about today. What is the message that Spirit would like to give all of us, me, all of my beautiful attendees of Witch Church and beyond, any new people who are attracted to listen to Witch Church this week? You know, would love to give them a message. Anybody who feels called to listen. Okay, so we've got the past, the present, and the future. So, past, present, future. Ooh, okay, love it. So, in the past, we have the safe travel card, but in reverse. In the present, we have fire. The element of fire, and in the future we have the full moon. Okay. Oh, love it. It's the full, we have the Pisces new moon. The full moon is maybe not this week. It might be next week. I'm trying to do the math in my head if the moon's in Gemini right now and the full moon's gonna be in Virgo. Anyways, we know the full moon in Virgo is already coming to us regardless of the date. But let's talk about, oh, thanks, guys. Okay, full moon in Virgo is the 7th of March. And the Venus-Jupiter conjunction is the 1st of March, right? So in the past, we have that safe travel card, but in reverse. So in the past, maybe there was something that was blocking us from moving forward. There was maybe a conversation that needed to be had. There was clarity that needed to be found. There was like an answer that we were seeking that wasn't coming. And it was keeping us at the crossroads. And that's not always a bad thing, guys. Like sometimes when we're at the crossroads, it's a really good time to kind of meditate, come back to ourselves, get really clear on how we're moving forward. But I do feel like that because the sort of crossroads card is in the past and fire is in the present, I think we're really choosing a direction this week. We're committing further to something. And I've seen this in my readings a lot, like this sort of sense of greater commitment to the journey and feeling more confident or more clear that this, in fact, is the way forward. Sometimes the way forward is literally the scariest path. It reminds me, whenever I say the word crossroads, it reminds me of one of my favorite movies, which is Big Fish. So it's one of my favorite Tim Burton directed movies. And if you've ever seen Big Fish, you know, it's this whole fool's journey. I actually tell my tarot students to watch Big Fish at the beginning of our tarot semester, because it just feels like every single tarot card kind of it is developed in that movie. But there is a part in that movie where the main character is traveling with a giant. And the giant kind of chooses a different path, and the main character chooses like the scarier path. But it's like the scarier path that that sort of leads him to the next step, right? Like he gets to the destination faster and learns more because he chose the scarier path. Or, you know, and I feel like the sort of fire symbol that's coming into us in the present moment, it's telling us like we have the momentum, we have the sort of energy lighting us up in order to finally like make a choice, make a commitment, and go in this new direction. And then the fact that the full moon is here in the future, I actually think we could even see like some kind of result or some kind of confirmation from the universe pretty quickly. You know, if we commit to something new on this March 1st, you know, by the full moon in Virgo, 1 week later, we could really be seeing the signs that like, oh, wow, like, thank God I made that choice. And guys, really, like, think of a time in your life where you were scared to do something new, and you chose to do something new anyways, and literally like a week later something aligned for you. That's kind of the vibe it's giving. It's like the universe is going to meet us. We just have to jump the cliff like the fool, and but the universe is totally going to meet us at the bottom of the cliff with like the sort of threshold that catches us, you know? So I just love that. I don't know. I think it feels like there's not much nuance to this poll. It just feels very direct. Like, y'all got this, which is so Aries. Oh, Allison, thanks for saying that. You said jump and the net will appear. Yes, that was exactly the metaphor I was trying to get out. And, Jessica, you said you thought I was going to say it reminded me of the Britney movie Crossroads, but also good, but less deep. Yeah. Watch your favorite Crossroad themed movie this week. You know, think of the movies that you love that include a character kind of crossing either a metaphorical or a literal crossroads. The other movie that comes to mind is, you know, Reese Witherspoon recently played Cheryl Strayed in the movie Wild, which is like based off of Cheryl Strayed's memoir Wild, which is when she, climbs the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail. So that's a really good Crossroads movie. Katie, you said Under the Tuscan Sun, which is also another tarot class movie favorite. That's one of my favorite Fool's Journey movies. If you want more of like a chick flick kind of, but the one card that I really associate with Under the Tuscan Sun is, temperance. So if you ever have trouble, with understanding the temperance card, that whole movie is temperance, because the temperance card comes after death. And the beginning of the movie starts very much with a death moment and then shows how the character begins to integrate that death moment over time. Annie, you said, I've been getting the yellow brick road images in meditation. Wizard of Oz is definitely the Fool's Journey vibes. Yeah, what a good one. Okay, I love that idea, Jess. If you are watching Witch Church right now and you have a Crossroads book or movie that you want to share with everybody, DM me. And I'll make like a little list and I'll post it later today. How about that? Because we already have Big Fish, Under the Tuscan Sun, Wild, Wizard of Oz. But yeah, tell me if any other Crossroad movies come to mind and I'll post it later. Oh, guys, lots of love to you all. I feel like this is the first Witch Church in a while where I really feel like we're not in limbo as much, and I feel like energy is returning to us. So, I'm excited to see where this week will take us all, and y'all are the best. This is my last Witch Church, before my golden birthday. I turn 28 on February 28th, so wish me good vibes for my... for my 28th year, and I can guarantee I have just as many fears as everybody else in the room, so know that I'll be working on facing some fears this week just along with y'all, okay? Lots of love, my friends, and we'll talk soon. Bye!